You have to understand that critics sometimes have truths in them too. They too want to follow God. Their argument is that, and a legitimate argument is, that we're somehow trying to pass responsibility off of ourselves onto someone else. That's a legitimate problem. If that in fact is what we're doing, is blaming someone else for our problems, that is not okay. If in satanic ritual abuse and all those things, we're somehow blaming the devil for everything, that is not okay. And so that is why in the prerequisite I say, we're not going to remove responsibility and we're not going to overload them with choice. And the way we often think about in life is we have a fine line. This is too much choice, this is not enough. Okay, if you're on a fine line, there's something we're not understanding. Because there is, in fact, a great gulf between good and evil, not a fine line. Life is not that complicated. And so there's something we don't understand if that's where we're at. And here is the great difference. If you will notice, I have been using one word, and I'm going to continue using this word, with intent, that you may have not noticed. But I want to know, I've been using it for 2 days. There's not a chance that you've noticed I've used the word. The word is we. So last night when I say, it is not okay that we have done this. Notice the word we. I'm calling us to something. That word we is at the heart of something that we are being called into as a people. We're being called into unity like we have never possibly understood. Never possibly understood. Because we don't know yet how to get along with somebody that we differ with. And we have differences. And so it would feel like the only way you get along with somebody different is lay down your differences. Uh-uh. That's called compromise. So we don't yet know how to do this. But I'm giving you an end here how to do this. You can't separate yourself from your brother. You can't separate yourself from your people. In this call, we use the word we as an incredibly powerful tool. It is used the same way as Daniel used the word, and when he says, we have sinned and done this evil, forgive us. You are living into a power of the resurrection that absolutely is above the most powerful person in the world. When we live into that way. And so back to this thing of generational iniquity and washing our hands of responsibility, or not knowing where choice is, because truly, I don't know. I'm not here telling you today that I know exactly what choice is, because he chose us. Right? Why were we yet sinners? He died for us. You can't choose whether you're male or female unless you go onto the dark side pretty deep. There's a lot of choice that's removed from us. There's a lot of choice that's given us. And so I'm not here as an expert telling you, but I am telling you that today we can choose to follow him. And we can choose to become soldiers in the cosmic battle that Jesus laid out in the Bible. And we do it by understanding that the weak are the greatest. And we do it by understanding that our obedience to his voice, while we do not yet understand, is our walk in faith. We are taking on ourselves iniquity and we're taking it to the cross. Love covers a multitude of sins. We're breaking it off for our people. Shall we pray? Father God, it is into your hand that we commend our spirit. We want to enter into the words, "It is finished." We want to enter into the words that in the world you will have tribulation, but you have overcome the world. We want to come in to keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Father God, I pray for your spirit to move among us. Every single person in here has their own call. You know what their call is. Their call is not the same as mine. Pour out your spirit on all flesh. The young man may dream dreams, the old man may see visions. And together, we're called into a fullness. The righteousness will be restored, and that our youth will be renewed like wings of an eagle. There is none beside you. You're the one. You're the worthy one. My time is completely expired, but I'm going to borrow a few more minutes.